Well, here we are at the beginning of a new year, at least how the world marks a new year. Many were happy to say goodbye to 2020. It was a very difficult year because of the coronavirus. You know, throughout 2020, we heard all about the coronavirus, how many cases, hospitalizations, the protocols, vaccines, etc. But on the lighter side, I would like to share just a few observations. First, I realized that the dumbest thing I bought early in 2020 was a 2020 yearly planner. In 2019, the thing to do was to stay away from negative people. In 2020, the thing to do was to stay away from positive people. In 2020, the world was turned upside down. Old folks were sneaking out of the house and their kids were yelling at them to stay indoors. Does anyone know if we can take showers yet, or are we still washing our hands? I never thought the comment, "I wouldn't touch him or her with a 6-foot pole," would become a national policy. Here we are. I realize I need to practice social distancing more from the refrigerator. And my final observation is this: this virus has done what no woman could do: cancel sports, shut down all bars, and keep men at home. Those are my observations. Well, all joking aside, it's been a very sobering year. And this past week, and this is the beginning of 2021, this past week has been very distressing and very sobering, hasn't it? So I would like to focus on something very positive today. Turn with me to Psalm 103. Let's begin here in Psalm chapters 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all of his benefits. Well, what benefits has he given us? Well, it does go on. Let's read on. It does name a few here. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He hasn't dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers we are but dust. So those are a few of the benefits that we enjoy from God, the spiritual gifts. Do we think about God's benefits often? And do we thank him for each of them specifically? And why should we not forget these benefits? You and I should be so appreciative of the wonderful physical blessings we have each and every day. Each day is a gift, even in the midst of difficult and trying times. But how much have you and I thought about and considered the many added blessings and gifts that we as Christians have been given? These are gifts that the rest of the world knows nothing about. Have we been truly thankful and appreciative for these? Have we thought about and reflected on what marvelous and far-reaching benefits these are? They are enduring, and they're not dependent on our present physical circumstances. So my purpose today is to look at just a few of these far-reaching spiritual gifts, and hopefully it will encourage you to think and meditate on many others and give thanks specifically for these to God in prayer. And as we realize what wonderful gifts and benefits we enjoy, I hope it will enhance our appreciation and gratitude for all that God is and all that He does. Let it motivate us to be all that we can be for God and fulfill His purpose in us. And let it motivate us to serve Him enthusiastically. As we consider a few, and this is just a very spiritual blessings, I'd like to classify them into three separate groups. First, the first major group is God's qualities and characteristics. Then God's gifts, His gifts towards us, and then His wonderful promises to us. So first, let's consider just a few of God's qualities and characteristics. First, have you thought about and recently thanked God for His great generosity? He wants to give us no less than everything. Do we thank God specifically for His great generosity? He's wanting to give us freely of all His creation in heaven and earth. It's just too much to fathom. Turn with me over to Psalm 84. Let's go to Psalm 84. Psalm 84 and verse 9. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. So there's no good thing. And everything that comes from God is good. There's no good thing that He will withhold from us. Turn over with me a few pages to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And let's read verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want or lack, that is. There's no lack to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. But those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So we will not lack any good thing. What a wonderful blessing. And what a wonderful quality that this is from God. How does God give us all things for our ultimate good? Turn over with me to 1 Timothy 6 and we'll see. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 17. This is how generous God is. Verse 17, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us how richly. Richly, all things to enjoy. Generously. God's gifts are right and good, and He gives us the capacity to rightly enjoy them properly. You know, Revelation 21, we won't turn there, but Revelation 21, 7 says that we will inherit all things. All things. We can't comprehend what that all is. Give God praise and thanks for His great generosity in giving us freely so many benefits. The second quality that God has is that He not only has everything to give us in heaven and in earth, and He's not only willing to, but He has the power to do so. He has infinite power, a wonderful quality that is only God's. Thank God for the power He uses to uphold the earth, for example. In Hebrews 1:3, it says that Jesus upholds all things by the word of His power. Why is that important? Well, for example, if the earth were just 1 degree closer to the sun, we would burn up. And if the Earth were just a fraction of a degree further from the sun, we'd all freeze to death. God is the one who keeps the Earth in its perfect orbit around the sun. A physicist said that for life to exist on Earth, the gravitational pull of the Earth has to remain constant. If there were just the slightest variation, a variation of one part, and get this, one part in 10 billion, 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 everything on Earth would die. That's pretty precise. How do things remain constant like this? Thank God for all he has done to prepare and create the Earth for us to live on, and for all he does to sustain it. You know, God also has power to hear our prayers. In fact, he can hear everyone's prayers. Even if they all prayed, if the whole world prayed to God at the same time, he could hear all of their prayers. Truly, truly amazing. And not only that, here's another wonderful quality he has. He listens, and he never forgets to answer our prayers in his time and in his way. How nice it is to pray to a God who answers, who doesn't forget what we ask him. Jesus said in John 16:23, he said that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Well, what if we couldn't be sure that the Lord would remember everything that we asked him for? Because we ask him for things maybe in the future or way in the future or now. What if we couldn't depend on him to remember? We couldn't be sure of anything, could we? But we can thank our Father for the gifts of confidence, assurance, and faith that we can have, because we know that he always hears and answers our prayers. He never forgets anything that we've asked for. And again, he has the power to answer our prayers in even greater ways than we can imagine. We can't neglect to mention God's love, because God is love, as it says in 1 John 4:8. That's the whole essence of his character, is love. He loves us. He tells us that nothing shall separate us from his love, and he gives us that love that we can reflect it to others. Thank him that his love is perfected in us. What comfort and reassurance we are blessed to have. Another quality that God has is that he has sincere desire to be close to us, to have a close personal relationship with us, and that we can be close to him. We can share anything and everything with him. He understands deeply, and he knows us intimately. Wow, what a wonderful blessing. We experience knowing God and that he is sincerely interested in us, and he wants to be close to us. I'd like to share a screen real quick, a chart. I just listed a few other of God's qualities, just show you that real quick. These are some of God's qualities, and you know, you can probably think of more qualities that God's has. His glory, his beauty, he cannot sin. He is holy. His spirit is everywhere. He's generous, patient. He has infinite understanding. He is steadfast and faithful, compassionate, forgiving, merciful, gracious, just and fair. You can go on and on. And each of these, we could study each of these and think a lot about them. Thank you. Okay, the second major area of God's benefits is God's gifts. You know, God owns everything. He has everything to give. He delights in sharing and giving gifts to his children. And those of you who have children understand. There's great joy in giving and sharing, and he has great joy in doing so. You know, Psalm 68:19 says, he loads us with benefits daily. Let's go to James. I'd like to notice something here in James. Let's go to James 1 and verse 17. James 1 and verse 17. You're familiar with this scripture. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. The Father of lights refers to his goodness. With him, there is no variation or shadow of turning. So every good gift comes from God. These gifts are wonderful, that and they give us an incredible sense of purpose. For example, God has given us the gift of hearing and seeing. Let's notice that in Matthew 13. Turn over with me to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Matthew 13 and we'll start in verse 14. Here Jesus is quoting from Isaiah, where Isaiah says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will not see and not perceive, for the heart of this people has grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn so that I should heal them. But notice verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So we are blessed with spiritual eyesight and hearing, that we can comprehend and appreciate some of God's many other wonderful benefits and blessings. Turn over with me to Ephesians 5, just to re-emphasize this point. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 and verse 8. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So we're now in the light. We can see. It's clear for us. Another one of God's wonderful gifts, and I can't say how great this gift is. It's such a great gift, is the gift of his Son. We all know that. Let's turn to Colossians 1. I'd like just to read Colossians 1 concerning this. Colossians 1 and verse 13. And this goes along with the last gift that we just briefly mentioned. Verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. I'd like to quote something from a magazine. It's called Pathway Magazine. And in it, it says, Jesus Christ is the star of astronomy. He's the rock of geology. He is the lion and lamb of zoology. He is the healer of all diseases and the harmonizer of all discords. Great men in history have come and gone, but he lives on. Satan couldn't seduce him. Herod could not kill him. Death could not destroy him. And the grave could not hold him. Praise God for Jesus Christ. We could give sermons about that. Another gift that God has given us is the gift to be called a son of God, a begotten son of God, and the privilege that we have now to represent him now in this age and to reflect his spirit and his love. What an honor. What a blessing. In 1 John 3, it says that, let's turn there. 1 John 3. Again, we're familiar with this scripture, but I hope that you can see it in a different way with all these other benefits, that we can just appreciate our Father and our Lord and Master all the much more. So in John 3:1, it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it's not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he, God, is pure. Another gift that God has given to us is the gift of being able to be renewed spiritually each and every day. Let's notice that in 2 Corinthians. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. God gives us renewal, and we can be renewed each and every day. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, as some in the world have and can easily in these stressful times. But we don't lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. You know, we're all getting older. We're all feeling it. But even though the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So we have the gift and blessing of being able to be renewed each day. And of course, renewed each week, the Sabbath day. God has also given us the gift of understanding of his plan and purpose. We understand that this is not the only day of salvation, that everyone will have a full opportunity for salvation. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? Doesn't that give us great joy? We have the blessing of the guidance and direction of God in our lives by his word. He has given us all his word. And as it says in Psalm 119, that your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. We've been given the blessing of strength. The strength that we lack, God will give to us. Let's notice that in Psalm 27. Turn over with me to Psalm 27. Psalm 27 and verse 14. It says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And also, just a couple of pages over, turn to Psalm 31. Psalm 31 and verse 24. It says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all of you who hope in the Lord." And as we know in Philippians 4:13, very familiar verse, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I should not fail to mention, although again, we reflect on this every year at the Passover. We have heard many sermons on this whole subject. It's such a wonderful gift, such a big gift. It's the forgiveness of our sins. When we really think about it, what a wonderful gift God has given us. What a blessing to be free from guilt and the grip of the past. As it says in Psalm 32, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity." And in this age of finger-pointing and blaming and all the hostility, what a blessing to be able to be at peace and to forgive others. God has enabled us to forgive others for their mistakes and sins and to extend mercy to others. So we are truly blessed with many of God's gifts. Again, I'd like to just look at a list of some of these gifts. And again, you can create your own. You can probably think of other ones that are not listed here. So I'm going to attempt to share my screen again. God's wonderful spiritual gifts to us. And we can I won't go through each one of those, just mention a few. We have a gift of freedom and, of course, eternal life. We have an inheritance waiting for us. We're destined to be God's royal children. We'll be given gifts of authority and responsibility in God's kingdom. We're being groomed for greatness right now. Of course, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Again, there is so much that we could say about that. His laws and commandments, the Sabbath and the holy days. His guidance and protection. We can access his throne anytime. Just so many things here. And again, I'm sure you can add to this list as well. Well, the last major area of God's benefits is God's promises. Do you know there are 7,478 promises that God has made to mankind in the Bible? 7,478. We see that God has promised us rest and peace. Turn with me to Matthew 11. Again, this is a scripture that you're familiar with. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a promise from God. He will give us rest now and later. In Psalm 55, 22, it says to cast your burden on the Lord and he'll sustain you. We're given the promise of wisdom. Let's notice that in Proverbs chapter 2. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. Wonderful promise. And we can also consider wisdom as a gift as well. Well, think about some of the promises that God has given us that we can look forward to. For example, we can look forward to new bodies fashioned like his glorious body, as it says in Philippians 3 and verse 21. We'll have dazzling energy. We'll soar like eagles. What a wonderful thing to look forward to. Especially now as we get older and maybe we have some ill health or struggles, pains that we have to deal with, we can certainly look forward to that wonderful promise. We have the promise that we will be God's royal children and that we will see God face to face. In 1 Corinthians 13, we know the scripture that it directly says that we will see God face to face. It says in Psalm 11, verse 7, we won't turn there. It says that the upright men will see God's face. And again, we read this already in 1 John 3. It says that we will see God as he is, like he is. Think about how awesome and exciting that will be. We've been given the promise of protection. You know, I remember when I first came into the church, I met a man who actually fell out of an airplane. I don't remember if he didn't have a parachute or if his parachute didn't open, but he was fine. He was safe. God protected him. And I'm sure many of us can tell stories of how God has protected us. And you know, I am convinced that God has protected us at times when we didn't even realize it. Let's look at Psalm chapter 4 and verse 6. Psalm 4 and verse 6. Psalm 4 and verse 6. There are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than in the season that their grain and wine increased. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. You alone O Lord, make me dwell in safety. We are under the constant guidance and protection of God. We're under the shadow of His wings. Again, I'm going to share my screen and look at a few of God's promises. And again, I'm sure you can come up with others. There's so many. Okay, here are a few of God's promises. A future and a hope for us. Eternal life of joy and fulfillment forever. We will resemble Jesus Christ. Christ will put all enemies under His feet. He'll destroy death, pain, and sorrow. We will have total victory through Jesus Christ. God's promised a new heavens and a new earth. He's promised deliverance. He's promised that Satan will be bound forever and that we'll be rewarded according to our works. He promises blessings for tithing, healing. He's promised a place that is being prepared for us. I mentioned that earlier, offices and responsibilities. So in conclusion, in these trying times, let's think about all of the benefits and the blessings God gives to us. Thank God for each one individually. Meditate on each one and realize how great and far-reaching these spiritual gifts are. We have so much to rejoice about and give God thanks for. You know, I've only enumerated just a very few of these benefits, and only briefly. Each one of these benefits is so far-reaching. They are freely given, and they will carry us into eternity. I'd like to encourage you to further study into the many benefits of God. It'll help us to develop more spontaneity in our prayers and help us to be all that we can be for God. Each day is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. For each new day is a day of thanksgiving, a day to appreciate more of God's generous spiritual gifts and to remember all of His benefits.